Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I am still motivated since she was on the show initially a few years ago. Brianna Bernard, fitness expert, who was in People magazine, I think it was 2018 when she was on the magazine. And the headline still, if you go do a Google search, mom goes from eating pints of ice cream to powerlifting and loses 107 pounds. And Brianna, she joins us here courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It's been a couple of years since you've been on the show, but how are you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me, Henry.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. And there was something that I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm so glad that I think you may have brought it up or I saw it somewhere else. I can't remember it exactly, but one of the things I've always kind of struggled with, right, especially the last couple of years as I'm getting older, is the amount of weight that I will put on during the winter months. And I am somebody that, and I know this just about me, is that I'm more active, right, in the summertime because we're out and about going to ball games at Target Field. I go to NBA Summer League. I'm out in Vegas. I'm going to different places where it's like 115 degrees. So I'm more active. I get that. People are walking around the lakes and running and stuff like that. But the thing that I didn't really realize or understand or know is that typically, most people do tend to carry a little bit extra weight and have weight gain during the winter months. Talk a little bit about why that maybe is. Is it basically or primarily because our eating is a little bit different during the winter versus the summer, or is it more about just we're just less active in the winter months?
It's really a combination of both. So we definitely see less activity in the cold weather, and the winter we have shorter days, and it just makes people naturally less active. Mm. Plus, there's fewer outdoor activities in Minnesota, which means we're typically burning fewer calories. And from a holiday standpoint, you know, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, we're surrounded by high-calorie meals and desserts, social gatherings that make it really easy to overeat. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, we really tend to crave warm, hearty, carb and fat heavy foods that can lead to consuming more calories than we need. So all of that being said, plus less sunlight during the day can really lead to lower serotonin levels, which increases our cravings for sugary and high-carb foods. So there's a lot going against us.
So there's definitely something to the comfort food meals and stuff like that are more filling and have more calories in there. So you say that is a thing.
Absolutely. And it's all about balance. It's not that we can't be enjoying these comfort foods, but it's about pairing them with vegetables or eating more protein and fiber-rich foods so that we stay fuller. So there's a way to have the best of both worlds without feeling restricted and deprived.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting that you bring this up because I am one of those people, and I know I shouldn't do this, so please don't admonish me too harshly on the radio, but I am one of those individuals that, you know, I'll grind because I love working out. I love to go to Lifetime. I love to work out and get it in. And even when we had the gyms were shut down because of the pandemic, you know, you have apps, you have people that have sessions that they'll do and stuff like that. You can watch videos and all that good stuff. Whatever, you do an amazing job as well, and you give people pointers. But it's one of those things where I can work out maybe like 4 or 5 days a week, and if I step on that scale that one day where I don't see the type of weight loss, or I don't like what I see on the scale, I will get in my own head and I'll get down on myself. So you're 100% right on that.
Yeah, and you know, it's really important to remember that the scale is measuring more than just fat. When we get on the scale and there are fluctuations, it's important to normalize that. That we, some days are going to have water retention from eating heavier foods or saltier meals. And, you know, even just having a hard workout the day before can cause your muscles to retain water. In order to repair, they need that hydration. So just because the scale goes up doesn't necessarily mean that we've gained fat.
Yeah. We're talking to Brianna Bernard here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Definitely want you to check out her her website, BriannaBernardFitness.com. And I love the way it's structured, the way it, I love the picture, by the way, too. I love the red top you got on. I help career moms raising families lose 40 plus pounds. You give a 30-day money back guarantee. Talk a little bit about where you're at with your online nutrition coaching.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, so it's really blown up since the pandemic in particular, because so many people want to work out from home and are looking for a coach, someone to hold them accountable, to give them a flexible eating protocol that's going to allow them to not only lose weight and work toward their goals, but have family dinners and go on a date night with their partner and be able to bake cookies with their kids. There has to be that balance there in order to make it sustainable. So I do online coaching for training and nutrition, and business has just been booming since the pandemic.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this, and this is specific to mothers out there that are raising young kids. One of the things that I enjoy about following you on Instagram and social media just in general, and I've seen other people do this, and I just love how we do this nowadays, young women or women with their kids, is they're actually working out and they're utilizing having their kids be a part of that workout. Do you think that kind of blew up and became a thing in the pandemic when a lot of people were stuck at home? And do you do that with your son?
Definitely. And I think what's even more important is we're teaching our kids through our actions that self-care is important. Our kids are like sponges, and they are watching always, and they are taking notes. And if we can set a good example for them and eat healthy foods and move our bodies, they are much more likely to do the same. And just like it's important for them to watch us make healthy choices, they also need to see us enjoy Christmas cookies on Christmas morning and have pizza night with them. It's really important that we're teaching them balance, that both things are important, and we don't need to be A students. I always tell people your nutrition and your fitness is an area of your life where it's actually better to be a B student than an A student because it allows you more balance and it's more sustainable. If you're an A student, you're going to miss out on family events because you're going to be working out at the gym. You're going to be having to eat portioned out, measured meals all the time and not being able to enjoy your life is not where we want to be. We want to be able to have some balance there. And that's where that 80% really comes into play. It gives you 4 to 6 days of the month where you can go off course. You can skip a workout here or there and go out to eat and enjoy a good meal, and you'll still be making progress towards your goals.
I think you're making a great point, but let me throw a but in there. Isn't that easier said than done? And what I mean by that is, you know, because of social media and we have influencers on Instagram specifically and the way that people look and all this other stuff, isn't that really hard? Because I feel like in society, because of social media, and this is the downside of social media, is that we do get caught up into, okay, why am I more bloated today than I was 3 days ago? Why do I look a little bit flat? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that we have in society now put unreal or not realistic expectations on us on a day-to-day because of what everybody else is doing.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest problems I see when I start working with new clients is their expectations are completely skewed. And what they think is going to happen is not how it actually works. And they get discouraged and they quit. And it's one of those situations where it's like, what you were doing was working. You just gave up too quickly. Or one of the things I tell clients, Henry, is create a calendar for yourself. Call it your alignment calendar. And every single day, you're either going to give yourself a green check mark or a red X. If you stay in a calorie deficit for the day, hit your protein goal, get your steps in, you get a green check mark for the day. And at the end of the month, when you add up those green check marks, you should have 80% of your month be green check marks. And if it's not, your diet's not the problem, your workout's not the problem, it's your consistency. You're not being consistent enough to earn the right to lose weight. So it's really about collecting that data to understand where is the problem so we can diagnose and come up with a solution.
Yeah, Brianna Bernard Fitness, she's joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so we've kind of tackled just kind of a mindset. We've tackled, you know, what we should probably be trying to do. But if you had to give the listening audience out there two to three tips here as we close out the winter months on suggestions on how to stay fit, what would those two or three be?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, prioritize your protein and fiber-rich foods. Eating enough protein and fiber is going to keep you full. It's going to help you build and maintain lean muscle, and it's going to help regulate your cravings. So that would be the first thing. Secondly, try to stay active indoors. If you can't go outside for a walk or a workout, try a quick at-home strength training workout or invest in a walking pad so that you can get your steps in at home. And I think the next biggest thing is being mindful and not restrictive. So allowing yourself to enjoy holiday treats, enjoy some of those favorite comfort foods, and then have some balance and, you know, create nutrient-dense meals as well and eat vegetables. If you're going to have lasagna, if you're going to have hot dish casserole, have a side salad, have some roasted veggies with it so that you're getting that well-balanced diet.
All right, the last question that I have for you, and I don't mind you admonishing me or just slapping me on the hand for this, because I know this about myself, and I'm going to call myself out on this. I typically will eat healthy and eat clean the majority of the time. There's times where I just, you know, I'll have that craving and I'll dive into something that I probably shouldn't eat. But I do tend to do a pretty good job, and I do a great job of getting to the gym. I like to get to the gym at least 5 days a week. But this is the deal, and I know this about myself, and I'll let you have the last word on this. One of the issues that I have is getting the adequate amount of sleep. Okay, I know that it's an issue. I have to get better about it. How many hours a night do you get of good sleep, and how many hours would you advocate for those out there listening and your clients to get?
That is such a tough one. Sleep is so challenging. I struggle with sleep too, but here's the thing. I have a really good bedtime routine that sets me up for success. So it's so important to start winding down, go brush your teeth, wash your face, take out your contacts, like put your pajamas on, do your nighttime routine, turn off the screens, and start winding down by 8 o'clock every single night. and read a book, write in your journal, meditate.
How about 9 o'clock? I'm on the air till 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock for you, Henry. I'll make an exception for you.
All right.
But I tell clients 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night is the sweet spot. If you can get 7 to 8 hours, you are crushing it. And the biggest thing is the hunger. If we don't get enough sleep, we are spiking our hunger hormone, ghrelin, which makes you ridiculously hungry throughout the day, which makes it really hard to be in a calorie deficit if you're starving. And that is a problem that lack of sleep creates that we can control. So make sure you're prioritizing your sleep.
Yeah, Brianna, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly do appreciate it. You are definitely still a huge motivation. Your story is going to live on forever, but you just do a phenomenal job. And I hope that people go out there, visit your website, BriannaBernardFitness.com, and really see your story because it is a motivating story.
Thank you so much, Henry. It's always a pleasure.
All right, take care. I'm motivated now. Now I got to make sure that I get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.